All right, we'll go ahead and call the Human Resources Committee to order. I'd like my clerk Gina to do the roll silently, please. Those who are absent are excused until arrive. The minutes were distributed digitally. Is there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Seeing none, they will stand. I believe Senator Mathis, well, the bills for consideration will go in the order of House File 260, Senate Study Bill 1185, Senate Study Bill 1193, Senate Study Bill 1158, and Senate Study Bill 1157. I believe we will both take a caucus, so we will be at ease. Thank you. All right, we'll go ahead and call the Human Resources meeting back to order. First up, we have House File 260 with Senator Lofgren. You're in order for your subcommittee report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I actually handed it up already to the front there. It was signed by Senator Johnson, Senator Mathis, and myself. So we've all three approved it.
Thank you, Senator Lofgren. You're in order for opening comments.
House File 260. This bill allows a person or program providing child care in a child care home to care for five or fewer children or six or fewer children if at least one of the children or one of the children is school age. Current law requires a child care home to register as a child development home if the child care home provides child care to more than five children at any one time. That concludes my opening remarks.
Do we have any discussion on Senate File 260? Senator Mathis, you're in order.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Even though I signed this report, I still have issues with this bill. And Senator Lofgren and I have talked about it. I just think that this bill doesn't reflect what we've been trying to do over the course of the last few years, and that is bringing quality back into child care. Even though these are unregistered homes, what we've been trying to do is bring more quality into child care through registered homes. And that's what we eventually want to do. I think that we could probably make this better, but for that today, I'm still having issues with it. I think we can make it better, perhaps on the floor.
Thank you for your comments, Senator Mathis. Is there anyone who would like to provide input or further discussion? Seeing none, Senator Lofgren, you're in order for closing comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd just like to move the bill.
Thank you, Senator Lofgren. Moves House File 260. How would you like to vote, Senator? Record. Record. Aye. Senator Edler is an aye. Senator Costello is an aye.
Senator Mathis?
No. Senator Mathis is a no.
Senator Bolcom
is a no.
Senator Carlin?
Aye. Senator Carlin is an aye.
Senator Garrett's
an aye.
Senator Green?
Aye. Senator Green's an aye.
Senator Yocum?
No. Senator Yocum is a no.
Senator
Johnson's an aye.
Senator Lofgren?
Aye. Senator Lofgren's an aye.
Senator Reagan?
No. Senator Reagan's a no.
Senator Sweeney?
Aye. Senator Sweeney's an aye.
Senator
Trumgarriott? Senator Trumgarriott's a no. House File 260 moves to the calendar as an individual. Next up, Senate Study Bill 1185 with Senator Costello. Do you have your subcommittee report, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Your subcommittee of Costello, Green, and Bolcom recommend passage with all three members signing.
Thank you, Senator Costello. You are in order for opening comments.
Okay, this is the Occupational Therapy Licensure Compact. So what the idea of this is to allow those persons who are licensed in Iowa to be able to become easily licensed in other states and vice versa. There are sets up standards as to what you'd have to qualify for to be in the compact. Ultimately, it would take 10 states to be in the compact before it would take effect. And there's one of the big benefits of this would be that it would facilitate the use of telehealth technology to provide these OT services across state lines. And those are my opening comments.
Thank you, Senator Costello. And do you have an amendment?
Yes. There is an amendment. The amendment simply is a code, a reference to a code that was in there wrong. It basically changes an and to an or to reference the U.S. code in the military part that facilitates military families in their moving back and forth.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, how would you like to vote, Senator Mathis? Voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Amendment carries. Senator Mathis, Senator Costello, you are back on the bill.
Yeah, I have no further remarks on the bill. Unless anyone has some questions, I'd be happy to take them.
Is there any discussion on the bill as amended? Seeing no discussion, you're in order for closing comments.
So I think this is a good bill. It sets up a way that we can expand the use of occupational therapist licensing and practice, and I recommend that I move the bill for passage.
Thank you, Senator Costello. Senator Costello moves the bill for passage. How would you like to vote? Voice vote. All in favor say aye. Opposed, same sign. Senate Study Bill 1185 shall be moved to the calendar as a committee bill under Rule 40. At this point in time, I'd like to relinquish the chair to Senator Costello so I can run a couple bills.
Okay, thank you, Senator Edler. We are going to take up Senate Study Bill 1193 with Senator Edler. Senator, do you have your subcommittee report?
I do. The subcommittee of Mathis, Edler, and Costello recommends passage for Senate Study Bill 1193.
Okay, Senator Edler, you are now in order for opening remarks on Senate Study Bill 1193.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Study Bill 1193. This bill requires DHS to conduct a study to determine the feasibility of providing Medicaid reimbursement to hospitals for administrative days. The purpose of the bill is to deal with patients who are unable to find appropriate placements in facilities. Following its review, DHS shall work with relevant stakeholders to develop and submit a report, including findings, opinions, options, and criteria for reimbursement, and the estimated costs associated with providing such reimbursement to the governor and the General Assembly by December 15th, 2021. Under this bill, an administrative day means an inpatient stay during which Medicaid-eligible individual no longer meets medical necessity. For acute hospital care and is awaiting placement in a nursing facility or other subacute or post-acute care. Mr. Chair, this concludes my opening remarks.
Thank you, Senator Edler. Are there any additional comments on the bill? Seeing none. Senator Edler, you are in order for closing comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill is just one bill and a group of bills that will be coming that provides continued continuity of care in the mental health system, and I simply move the bill.
Senator Mathis, how do you wish to vote? Short form is called for. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senate Study Bill 1193. Moves to the calendar as a committee bill under Rule 40. Now I'd like to call up Senate Study Bill 1158 with Senator Edler. Senator Edler, do you have the subcommittee report?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do. Senator Edler, Costello, and Bolcom recommend passage.
Thank you. Senator Edler, you're now in order for opening remarks on Senate Study Bill 1158.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I would like to announce there is an amendment that is material to the bill, so I'd like to go over that in first.
Okay, Senator Edler, you're now in order for opening comments on amendment number 648.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment strikes elected official and replaces it with the term a supervisor or supervisor's designee. And I simply would ask for discussion.
Is there any discussion on the bill? On the amendment, sorry, thank you. Seeing none, Senator Edler, in order for closing remarks?
Simply move the amendment.
Okay, Senator Edler moves the amendment to 648 to Senate Study Bill 1158. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Okay, the amendment passed. So we will go back to the bill, and if you got further comments, Senator Edler.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. Okay, with the amendment, what we are doing is allowing accountability, or actually forcing accountability, on the Mental Health Regions Board. Essentially, we're saying that if you are not an elected supervisor or the supervisor's designee, you shall not be voting on expenditure items for the region. I conclude my opening remarks with this.
Is there any further discussion on Senate Study Bill 1158 as amended? Okay, seeing none, Senator Edler, you're in order for final remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I simply move Senate Study Bill 1158 as amended.
All right, short form is called for. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. Okay, the bill is passed. Senate Study Bill 1158 as amended moves to the calendar as a committee bill under Rule 40. Okay, are we ready for 1157? Okay. So at this time, I would like to turn the chair back to Senator Edler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. At this time, I would like to ask a motion to adjourn. Senator Lofgren moves we adjourn.